Chapter 5. The Saturday before Labor Day came up all too quickly. What I'd been dreading was finally here, the day Aunt Faye would leave for North Carolina. She came to visit us for lunch just before flying out that night. "I gotta help Donald fix his truck," Larry announced as soon as he learned Aunt Faye was on her way over. I knew he didn't want to be around her, not even to say goodbye. Mom didn't seem to mind. Or if she did, she kept it to herself. By 10 o'clock, she'd gone to the grocery store, cleaned up the kitchen, and started making chicken salad and fresh lemonade, Aunt Faye's favorites. Mom even got a little dressed up. She wore a summer dress instead of jeans, and nice shoes instead of her old flip-flops. If you didn't know better, you'd think we lived in a perfect house. But it wasn't real. At one point, I noticed Mom limping. "You okay?" I asked. "Yeah, I'm fine," she said with a forced smile. "I just twisted something at work the other day, that's all. Don't tell Aunt Faye. It's hard enough for her to leave as it is. Let's not give her something else to worry about." I knew Mom was trying to be strong, but it didn't seem right to lie about something like that. I was about to say something when I heard a knock at the front door. It was Aunt Faye. She was standing outside in a nice white shirt and dark gray pants. "There he is," she exclaimed as soon as I opened the door. She gave me a warm hug. "It's so good to see you, Ben." "You too," I said, swallowing back the sadness building in my chest. We headed to the kitchen where Mom had set places for the three of us, just like back in the day when we all lived together. Aunt Faye inspected the table settings and looked around the room as if she was searching for something. "Where's Larry?" she asked. "He had to help his friend," Mom replied. "He said he's sorry he couldn't be here, though." "Yeah, right," I wanted to scream. Anyone who knew Larry would know Mom was lying. He never said he was sorry about anything. Aunt Faye knew it, too. She scowled and shook her head. Mom avoided looking into her face. "I really wanted to speak to him today," she said, a touch of anger in her voice. "I'm leaving family behind here, and I want him to know that he better treat y'all right." "He will," Mom said quickly. Aunt Faye grabbed a notebook from her purse and tore out a sheet of paper. She then jotted down a short letter, folded it, and wrote Larry on the front. "Give this to him," she said to Mom. I only saw part of what she wrote, words she underlined 3 times. "Take care of them." After lunch, while Mom was cleaning up, Aunt Faye pulled a small present out of her purse. "This is for you, Ben," she said. Aunt Faye was the only one who ever gave me presents. I opened it right up and found a paperback book with a long title, Narrative of the Life of Frederick Douglass. "Miss Spencer told me this is one of the books you'll be reading in English this fall. I figured you could get a head start by reading it now," she explained. I looked at the picture of the strong-jawed, bushy-haired black man on the cover. "Who's he? He looks serious," I said. "He was born a slave, and he made himself a free man," Aunt Faye said. "He got power by educating himself, which is what you need to do." Some things didn't change. Even though she was leaving, Aunt Faye was acting the same as always. "I'll read it," I told her. She beamed at me then. "I know you will, Ben. I've watched you grow into a strong young man. I know you'll help take care of things around here while I'm gone." "I will," I said, but my voice cracked. She gave me a hug as Mom returned from the kitchen. Then she hugged Mom, who had tears in her eyes. "I've got to be on my way," Aunt Faye said to her. "Don't let Larry act high and mighty, you hear? And call me if you need me." Mom nodded, wiping her eyes. I knew as I watched Aunt Faye's car pull away that Mom wouldn't ask for help. She never did, not even when we were living in an apartment without food or electricity. With Aunt Faye gone, we were on our own again, on our own with Larry. The next day, Larry decided to have a party. He said it was for Labor Day, but I think he might have been celebrating that Aunt Faye was gone. It started around 3 o'clock in the afternoon when Larry came in with a couple cases of beer. It wasn't long before some guys I'd never seen before pulled up and started drinking with him in the living room, their voices growing louder as the day wore on. Around dinner time, Donald came over with pizzas and more cases of beer. "What you looking at, Benny boy?" Larry said to me when I passed through the kitchen where he and Donald were playing cards with a few other guys. Money was sitting in the middle of the table, and no one was talking. I thought I saw Donald hiding some cards, but I didn't say anything. "Nothing," I said. His voice was louder than usual. I knew the beer was getting to him.
"That's what I thought. Now don't you have somewhere else to go?" he asked, pointing toward the stairs.
I knew not to argue. It wasn't until Monday that the house was empty. When I finally came downstairs, I found pizza boxes, beer cans, and dirty ashtrays all over the living room. The air stank of stale alcohol and cigarette smoke. But worse than the smell was a tense feeling in the house, like the air before a bad storm. That's when I first heard the yelling. It was coming from the hallway upstairs.
"Larry, you got things all wrong. I was just talking to him, that's all."
It was my mom's voice, and she sounded scared.
"Next time, you don't even look at him, you hear me?"
Larry ordered. His voice was ugly and rough, still slowed by the beer he'd drunk the night before. But there was something else in it, something dangerous.
"You hear me?"
he repeated.
"Larry, please, just relax. I would never..."
Whack!
The sickening sound could only be one thing. He was slapping her.
"Stop, Larry, don't do this,"
Mom screamed.
Whack!
I felt like I was going to throw up. But I rushed toward the stairs just as Mom came rushing down with Larry right behind her. As she reached the bottom of the steps, I stepped in between them to shield her.
"Leave her alone,"
I yelled, my voice so loud my ears hurt. Larry turned on me like a pit bull. With my arms out to keep him from Mom, my face was unprotected. His punch landed just below my right eye, snapping my head back so hard my neck hurt.
"This ain't none of your business, Benny boy,"
he cried.
"When you hit her, it is my business," I said.
Larry sent two more lightning-quick punches to my stomach, and I fell to my knees. I could barely breathe.
"Please, Larry, he's just a boy. He didn't mean it,"
Mom pleaded. For a second, time seemed to stop, and I wondered what Larry would do next. Then I heard knocking at the door. Larry almost looked scared at the sound.
"Yo, Larry, you in there?"
A voice called from the front porch. It was Donald. Mom rushed for the door. She probably hoped he'd help us somehow. A second later, Donald was standing in our messy living room. His cold black eyes darted back and forth as he tried to figure out what was happening.
"I don't mean to be butting in or nothing," he said, looking around at us. "Larry, I just thought we'd head out. Maybe hit the track or something."
Somehow, Donald's words broke the spell, and Larry's anger seemed to fade.
"Yeah, let's get out of here," he said. Then he glared at me and Mom. "When I get back, I want to see this place straightened up."
As soon as they left, I raced over to Mom.
"You okay?"
I asked, looking at her face. She had a bloody lip.
"We need to call the police or something, Mom. If you don't, I will," I said. "You don't understand, Ben. He's not usually this way. It's just the beer. He had too much to drink. He's totally different when he's not drinking," she said. "But Mom, look at your face. Look at mine,"
I said, grabbing the phone.
"I'm calling them right now." "No, Ben. We call the police, it'll only make things worse around here," she said, taking the phone from my hands. "Besides, I'm all right. All he did is slap me a little. He just got a little jealous because he thought I was talking to one of the guys he invited over last night. He gets so jealous," she said, wiping her eyes. "Mom, he shouldn't treat us that way. It's not right," I said.
She gently touched my face. I could feel one eye swelling.
"Oh, Ben, you're just like Aunt Fay. But things aren't always as simple as she says. I wish things could be better for you here."
She turned away from me then and started cleaning up the dirty house. I was too upset to speak, but I helped her. Together, without a word, we swept up and cleaned the downstairs and filled three large garbage bags with the trash from the weekend. Afterward, Mom took a shower and set herself up in the living room chair with the TV and her cigarettes. I headed upstairs to my room with some ice cubes and a plastic bag for the swelling on my face. I stayed in my room for the rest of the day, but my head was full of questions that kept racing by like the cars on Union Street. What were we going to do about Larry? How could I keep Mom safe? How can we survive this? I didn't have any answers.